Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis will hold the teleconference at 10 a.m. with the President of the European Council, Charles Michel. Kyriakos Mitsotakis and visiting EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Josep Borrell, expressed their commitments to protecting Greek and European borders from Turkish threat during their meeting at Maximus Mansion on Wednesday. Borrell will visit Cyprus today. The National Organization for Public Health, EOD, reported 8 new coronavirus infections on Wednesday as the overall death toll remained steady at 190 for the fourth consecutive day. Cases worldwide passed 9.4 million on Thursday, with the World Health Organization saying it expected global infections would pass 10 million by the end of the week. Americans are unlikely to be allowed into more than 30 European countries for business or tourism when the continent begins next week to open its borders to the world due to the spread of the coronavirus. European nations appear on track to reopen their borders between each other by July 1st. Their representatives in Brussels have been debating what virus-related criteria should apply when lifting border restrictions to the outside world, which were imposed in March to stop non-essential travel to Europe. EU envoys are trying to agree on objective scientific criteria, so the decision to put a country on the admission list is based on facts and not political considerations. Southern European countries like Spain, Italy and Greece are desperate for tourists to return and breathe new life into their virus-ravaged economies. Tourism sector employees are holding a protest at 4 p.m. on Syntagma Square. Workers on the country's rail service have called a four-hour work stoppage today. The stoppage will affect the suburban railway as well as the capital's metro service between the Kissis Plakedia station and the Athens International Airport station. The mayor of Athens, Kostas Bakoyans, will hold his own show tomorrow at Athena 984 at 11 a.m. You can place your questions by calling 213-0909-100 or by sending an email at dimarchos@athena984.gr. Icon Olympiacos will fight it out for the Greek Cup in next month's final after eclipsing their Thessaloniki rivals in Wednesday's semi-finals. And the weather forecast, partly cloudy in Attica today with a chance of rain in the afternoon, especially in the western and northern suburbs. The temperature will reach a maximum of 30 degrees Celsius.